judging others. Jesus, the Son of God, tells us in Luke 6:38 not to judge others. Yes, let us carry the word of God without adding or removing. The judgment is the Lord's turn. Amen. Good morning. God bless you all that see us in the YouTube channel or listen to us in the podcast and TikTok and other social networks. I'm your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala, servant of God for His grace. And I belong to the Pentecostal Church of Restoration, Holiness, and Love Chamber, Inc., who pastors, shepherds, and directs our beloved pastor, Maribel Nunez Molina. Our church is located at Calle Flamboyant, 194, Pueblo Indio, in Canómanas, Puerto Rico. And this is the ministry that bears my name from the school to heaven, de la escuela, by cielo. We will be using the Holy Bible app that you can get free of charge on both the Android platform and the App Store. The verse of the day is in Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. The International Standard Version and reads like this. The powerfully word of God is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give, and it will be given to you. A large quantity, pressed together, shaken down, and running over, will be put into your lap, because you will be evaluated by the same standard with which you evaluate others. Again, give and it will be given to you. A large quantity, pressed together, shaken down, and running over, will be put into your lap, because you will be evaluated by the same standard with which you evaluate others. Please God, continue blessing your already blessed word. Judging others. The Great Commission, one of the entrusting delegates by the teacher, who commands us to carry his holy gospel, to share that hope of life, of good news, just as he did. However, we must understand that our work is this Great Commission leaves the judgment of individuals in God's hands, assessing, deciding who will be winner or worthy of the reward of salvation, or on the contrary, who will bear equally promised condemnation for those who reject the plan of salvation, is reserved solely and exclusively for the one in his hands with that decision, Jehovah, the only Almighty. On today's morning, the Gospel of Luke exhorts us to share by grace what we have received by grace. Let us carry the word of God without adding or removing a semicolon or coma. Let us do so without judging anyone, for to the extent that we do so, we will still be judged. Amen. I hope that this short exhortation will serve as a reflection and strength to your life in this morning that the Lord has made. For prayer, send message to our email, ministeriodelescuelapalcielo@gmail.com. You can also get us on YouTube and listen to us in a podcast, in Facebook, in TikTok. If you have not already subscribed to this channel, where from Monday to Friday, we will give what we have received by grace. This was your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala, servant of God for His grace. And we will see each other in the next year if Christ had not come to seek us as a church yet. Hoping that our prayer and prayers to the greater come from the school to heaven, de la escuela para el cielo. God bless you all.
in.